Conte, conte.
Blessings, blessings.
Thank you. How did you like that?
我说的怎么样?
I do want to wish you a very happy lunar holiday or New Year's Day.
我真是祝愿大家新年都能够幸福。
I'm sure you're all just maybe a little sleepy today.
我想大家今天可能都有点困倦。
You were out eating last night.
昨天晚上大吃大喝来的。
You probably ate too much.
吃太多了也。
You probably couldn't sleep well.
可能因此就没有睡好。
But I'm glad you're here.
但是我也很高兴今天能够看见大家。
And I believe the Lord will bless us together.
我也相信神会祝福我们。
My sermon really doesn't match the day.
我今天的讲道题目其实并没有配合这个节日。
Because today I should be telling you about the wonderful new year you're going to have.
本来今天应该是讲这个未来的一年是怎么样的这个令人兴奋。
But instead there was something else that was laid on my heart quite different.
但是我今天心里的这个负担不在那里。
I want to talk to you today about David.
我今天要讲到关于大卫的事情。
You know, there are some people who said, when I became a Christian, it seemed like everything got worse.
你知道吗? 有些人说, 他说, 当我成为基督徒以后, 我的生活反而越来越不如意了。
I didn't have those fightings. It seems like so many things have come in on me.
那从前没有的这些困难, 好像现在都来找我了。
Well, that's pretty well the course.
那你知道吗? 这个就是, 这个是很正常的。
Because when we met Jesus,
当我们遇到耶稣的时候,
we met the devil.
我们也同时也遇到了魔鬼。
In other words, here's Jesus coming to our heart and there's a devil looking, he just lost you.
当这个耶稣进到我们心里来的时候, 这个魔鬼他不甘心, 因为他失去你了。
And he's saying inside, I'll get him, I'll get him.
那他的目标就是想再把你夺回来。
And so I want to talk to you about David in the sense that when he was anointed to be king of Israel.
那我讲到关于这大卫的这一段故事, 就是他被受膏要成为以色列王的之后。
Now that's a wonderful honor.
那对他来说是一个很大的尊荣。
But he didn't get to celebrate very long.
但是可惜呢, 这个喜庆的心没有过多久。
Because the one that was king became very jealous of him.
与当时正在做国王的这个人就非常的嫉妒他。
And tried to kill him, I think maybe 8 or maybe it was 10 times tried to kill him.
然后一直大概有 9次, 10次这样想要把他杀死。
So David started a period of his life where he had to run.
所以他这段时间呢就只能一直在逃亡当中。
Run from, leave his wife, leave his family, and had to run for his own life.
而且甚至就不得不抛弃他的这个妻儿自己就独自逃亡。
He went through many hard times.
对他来说那个是很困难的时候。
There were times that he was hungry.
然后也有这个吃不饱肚子。
There were times he was alone.
然后很孤单。
And then there came a group of 400 men that said, David, we'll stand behind you.
那这个时候来了这个400名勇士, 他们说, 大卫, 我们要跟随你。
But what is 400 men to the thousands that saw him?
可是这个400个人还是敌不过那个成千上万的人。
Well, you see, they didn't reckon with God. God was with David.
但是他们没有忘记说, 神与大卫同在。
God had left Saul.
那个时候神已经离开了扫罗。But
now we see David running from place to place.
那我们这段圣经就讲到说这个大卫就是从这个城逃到那个城。
He had his wives, his children, his wives with him, and no doubt his children, and they had their wives, these 400 men, and they found, and they went into a town called Ziklag.
那个时候大卫还有他的跟随他这400个人都带着他们的这个妻儿他们的家眷然后到了一个地方叫做喜格拉。
So finally they felt like they were safe.
那个地方他们觉得还挺不错的。 然后呢觉得可以在那里安顿下来比较安全。
And the people seemed to accept them.
然后大家都而且那个地方的人也接纳他们。
Now we see that David and the men went off for a while. Maybe to find food or whatever it was, they went off for a while.
所以他们的家眷都留在那里，然后大卫和跟随他的人呢，可能出去，不管是去找书还是做什么，大概就离开了一段时间。And
when they got back to the town,
然后等他们回到那里的时候，
Look in 1 Samuel 30th chapter.
我们今天的圣经在撒母耳记上第30章。
And see what they found.
撒母耳记第30章，撒母耳记上第30章第1节。
Can you read from 1 to 6?
我们从第一节念到读到第六节，请。第三日，大卫和跟随他的人到了洗格拉，亚玛利人已经侵夺南地，攻破洗格拉，用火焚烧，掳了城内的妇女和其中的大小人口，却没有杀一个，都带着走了。大卫和跟随他的人到了那城，不料城已烧毁，他的妻子儿女都被掳去了。大卫和跟随他的人就放声大哭，直哭得没有气力。大卫的两个妻，耶斯列人亚希暖和做过拿巴妻的加密人亚比该，也被掳去了。大卫甚是焦急，因众人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他。大卫却依靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。好。
Can you imagine how those men felt?
你能够想象当时他们的心里是什么样的状态吗？
It'd be like you coming home from work or coming home from a business trip and finding your house had been on fire and you lost everything, your wife, your children, everything.
你可以想象一下，如果你上班或者出差回来，回到家一看，房子都被烧了，然后你所有的东西都被人抢走了。
These men, when they saw that, they lifted up their voices and wept like babies.
然后这个圣经上就讲，那他们看到这个情况，他们就放声大哭，像个孩子一样，直哭到没有力气。
David's two wives were gone.
那大卫的两个妻子也被人掳去了。
All the men's wives and children were gone.
所有这些人的妻子儿女都被抓走了。
They don't know if they were killed. They don't know what happened.
而且当时他们也不知道说这些人是死是活。
Raiders had come in.
他们只知道说有这个有强盗来把这个地方给掳掠了，然后发生了什么他们也不知道。
And like human nature, those men turned on him.
那这个人性就是这样，然后这些跟随他的人就开始要反对他，就觉得是他的错。
They had to have somebody to blame it on.
因为他们需要来把这个过错归给某个人。
Does that sound familiar?
这个听是不是听上去很熟悉？
Did you ever have to find somebody to blame it on?
是不是有些时候你生活中发生的事情，你一定要找一个人来责怪他，你心里才好受一点？
David was not only fearful, he was going, they're going to kill him.
那对于大卫来说，这个情况就很紧急，这些人要用石头打死他。
Now, how many of us could say he was having a really a bad day?
那我们是不是可以说这个大卫今天这个真的是情况很糟糕，他这个今天很倒霉？
Now, I know that the.What happened to David, most of us or none of us have ever gone through.
那我们知道说在大卫生活里发生的事情，那我们当中可能不是有很多人说都经历过那样的事情。
He lost everything and they were planning to kill him.
他也失去了他的妻儿，然后但是这些人还要打死他。
But you and I have had bad days.
但是我们同样，我们也有过生活中不顺利的时候。
And we're going to have maybe more bad days.
我也可以告诉你说，你将来的生活还会有不顺利的时候。
It may be something in our home.
也可能是在家里。
Something with our family.
也可能是在家人的关系上。
There's nothing harder than the ripping and tearing and the emotional hurts in family problems.
没有什么比这个家庭当中就是彼此的不和这个纠纷能够给人带来更大的痛苦和伤害。
So we see there could be financial problems were happening.
那也有可能是你在经济上出现了问题。
Those problems can become very, very heavy.
这些问题可能在你心里变得很沉重。
You want to be brave. You want to be able to, but somehow they have a way of beginning to crush you.
你也想能够勇敢，你也想能够坚强，能够顶住，但是有的时候就会觉得真的是这个重压之下受不了了。
And our health.
或者有的时候是你的身体健康。
What can turn a day cloudy, but our health sometimes?
是这个。外面的天气再美好，如果你的身体这个病痛的话，你体会不到这个，对你来说都是阴沉的。
We're fighting something, some kind of sickness.
我们需要跟一些事情一直征战。
Our child is very ill.
或者是说孩子生病的时候。
Sometimes just parenting can bring us some bad days.
有的时候仅仅是说作为父母就会有很多这个心烦的时候。
Now I'm not talking to you about them when they're crawling.And when they're just learning to walk.
我说的不是说他们还小，还是小 baby 的时候，只是刚刚学爬，刚刚学走路的样子。
I'm talking about as they grow up and as they get into the world and as they break your heart.
常常是他们开始长大了，然后进入社会了，带来一些给你这个心理上的这些痛苦和伤害。
Doing things you never thought they would.
他们做的事情你想都没想过。
Turning ways that you never dreamt they would.
心里非常不愿意他们做的事情他们去做，然
后 know the heartaches of a parent with that.
就是做父母那个心里的那个痛是很难以形容的。
You see, sometimes we lose our strength.
有的时候这些压力让我们觉得心里没有力量。
We feel like in some things it's hopeless.
你会觉得说好像没有盼望，他一辈子就这样了。
Depression has a way of doing that.
你知道在人抑郁的时候就会有这样的想法。
And as I said, when something in the infidelity in the home, I read in my Facebook prayers that these people are asking for prayers, how often, oh, it's my husband, and I pray for him, that he will leave that woman.
然后呢还有就是这个婚姻当中的这个不忠，那我在我的 Facebook 上常常有会收到就是说祷告的这个请求，就会有很多人就想就需要祷告说希望我的丈夫能够离开那个女人，不要再这样做。
One of the things that Satan so wants to steal from you, and that's your joy.
你知道魔鬼撒旦非常想从你那里偷走的就是你里面的喜乐。
See, the Lord gives us joy.
因为主给把我喜乐给了我们。
Even in dark places, we can have joy deep inside of us. That's not happiness. That's not giddiness. That's a peace in the heart.
即便在黑暗在困难当中，神仍然可以给我们里面有喜乐。这个喜乐不是说你很高兴很开心，而是那个平安在里面。
And above everything else, Satan wants to disturb and ruin that in your life.
所以这个魔鬼最想夺去的，最想在你的生活中破坏的，就是你里面的那个平安和喜乐。
For he knows when he does,
因为他知道他这样做了以后，
you're going to begin to question.
你的心里喜乐没有了，平安没有了，你就开始有怀疑，然后你的信心就软弱下来。
Peace and victory, at times we feel like it's just gone. It just, we feel nothing, we feel numb.
然后在这个情况下，你会觉得说，我的平安没有了，我的喜乐也没有，好像什么都被拿走了。
So we recognize that in this world we live in, we're going to have some storms.
我们要知道，我们在人生当中免不了要有风暴。
But as Christians, we don't give.
可是作为基督徒我们不能够放弃。
There is always hope for a child of God.
因为作为神的儿女我们永远都有盼望。
Because we have to learn some things in our Christian life to help us when we become a little weak and when we become maybe in the sense that the devil's fighting us or the family or whatever it is, we get a little weak.
当我们在开始就是觉得自己软弱，然后这个困难和重担压在我们身上的时候，作为基督徒我们要学会一些方法能够帮助我们自己能够站起来。
I want this morning to try to give you a few things that may help us when we get to that place.
那我今天就想能够给你一些那个工具，一些办法，让你在那个情况的时候你能够从里面走出来。
And this is encourage yourself in the Lord.
那第一个就是要在你要在主里自己要鼓励自己。
You know, other people can come and say, well, you get over that, and it makes you feel bad. Don't tell me that. You don't know how I feel.
别人他来鼓励你，可能说，哎呀，没关系的，都会过去的，不要紧。但是你并没有真正受到安慰，你会觉得说，你并不知道我心里到底怎么样，你也不知道未来如何，你为什么这么说呢？
Encouragement from people that don't understand sort of makes you feel worse.
所以这个如果不能理解你的人来这样鼓励你，反而会觉得心情更糟糕。
But if you learn to encourage yourself in the Lord.
但是我们要学习这个用主的话语来鼓励自己，自己来给自己打气。
Actually, in this verse 6, it tells us,But David strengthened himself in the Lord.
那我们刚才读到第六节，想大卫却依靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。
Here he is facing this terrible situation and even death itself. So where did he turn? He turned to God.
当他面临这么绝望的境况，然后还要甚至有死亡威胁的时候，他要转向哪里呢？他只有转向耶和华。
You see, he and God were in good terms.
因为他跟神一直有很好的关系。
He knew how to sort of look up to him because many a night while he's watching the sheep, seeing the stars, he sang a song of love to the Lord.
大卫知道他怎么样如何来寻求耶和华，因为他一直跟他有这样好的关系。就在他当初牧羊的时候，在晚上当他看到天上的星星的时候，他也会赞美神。他跟神这个关系，这个管道是一直沟通的。
So you see.If we can learn, Psalmist said, why are you cast down? Oh my soul.
如果我们学习说转向神，就好像这个在诗篇当中，这个诗人说：“我的心呐、啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁
？”Why are you allowing this thing?
为什么
It's quiet you?
你为什么
troubled you?
允许这件事情来让你的心里失去平安，让你的心里烦躁
？Hope in God.
把你的盼望放在神上面。
For I shall praise Him for the help of His
presence. 应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。这个是在诗篇四十二篇。
I can tell you when you sense the presence of God near you, something happens inside.
我可以告诉你，如果你能够感受得到神就在你旁边的话，你的里面会起变化。
We have to learn who we are in Christ.
我们要学会知道我们自己在神里面是什么样的身份地位。
God told Jehoshaphat, "Don't look at the circumstances around you. Look to me."
那神当初跟约沙法说，你不要看周围的景况，你单单来仰望我。
And he's telling us in Him, in Christ.And what He did for us, there are tremendous benefits.
而且神不断的在告诉我说，告诉我们在基督里，他为我们做了什么样的事情，我们有什么样的这个力量能够支取。
Romans, the book of Romans have many benefits.
罗马书里面讲到关于我们身上有很多的这个美善的旨意。
And I wanted you to think of this personally as I tell you these.
当我们在读到当我告诉你这些事情的时候，你要把这个单单的用在你身上。
I am justified by faith and have peace.
我是因信称义的，我跟神之间是已经和好了的。
No, I don't have it in my finances.
虽然我不是说经济上一帆风顺。
In my home we have such conflict.
那也可能在家里我们还是有摩擦有争吵。
But because I'm a child of God, I have peace with Him.
但是因为我是神的儿女，我在他里面有平安，我跟他之间已经和好。
I had lots of problems growing up because of my own physical, and I had a lot of depression and a lot of guilt.
那我因为我自己的这个身体的缘故，我长大的过程中有很多的这个困难，那我心里也会有很多的这个那个罪疚感。
You can make me guilty very quickly.
你很容易就。这个你只要稍稍一说什么，我就心里就会觉得是不是我的错。
Condemnation that I would feel in that guilt.
然后我常常会有这个罪疚感，然后觉得说是我的错，给自己定罪。
And I was always suffering under.
而且这样使我自己很痛苦。
But you know, in Romans 8:1, now that I know Jesus and I am Him, I am free from condemnation.
但是在罗马书第八章第一节讲到，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
I was thinking the other day, you know, it's pretty nice getting old.
你知道我那天还在想说，哎，这个人老了还是有好处的。
Someday you'll try it.
你很快，你慢慢也就知道了。
But when you get old, you know, you don't really care what people think about you.
你老了以后，你就不在乎面子了，别人随便怎么想都不要。
You say things that you really want to say.
你想说什么就可以说什么，不用在乎。
And so, you know, when we're free like that, it's got its benefits.
如果你有这样的自由的时候，你觉得很轻松。
There's nothing God's holding against you. You may have troubles and you may be surrounded with problems, but God is, you're free with Him.
但是这个神告诉我们说，我们在基督里就不再定罪了。也可能我们生活并不如意，还有这样那样的问题，但是我们跟神之间是自由的，神没有定我们的罪。
When it comes at you from all sides, you just think, "I'm a child of God."
所以当这个四周围压力来的时候，你要告诉自己说，我是神的孩子。
And you really are.
你确实是的。
And because of that, He's beside you, and He's watching over you.
而且正因为这样，他就在你身边，他时时都在看顾你。
You may say, "Well, sometimes I think He's not there. I think He's forgotten me."
那可能你自己会说，我并没有觉得他在我旁边，我觉得他可能把我忘了，所以我才会这样子。但是事实上并不是这样的。
You're something like the little teapot that God, that this man fashioned into a beautiful thing.
我们就好像这个一个很美丽的一个茶杯，然后被人塑造成那个样子。
He had to take a piece of clay and work it through, and that's us. Sometimes he has to.
那这个那个陶匠呢，需要拿一块泥，把这个泥要揉啊搓呀、啊，然后这么把它想要 要弄它才能把它弄成那个好看的样子，不是拿出来就这样。
The artist does when he puts you into the
那这个像神就好像这个陶匠，我们就好像他手里在做的这个艺术品一样。
And at first, it's just a little heat.
那这个做好模样做好了以后，要放到炉子里去烧。
But as the heat is turned up,
放到这个窑里去烧。这个最开始的时候还没有觉得那么热。
You begin to cry out to the potter, "Let me out! This is killing me. I can't stand it."
那可是这个温度越升越高的时候，那个时候我们就好像压力来的时候，我们就会叫说。太难受了，太痛苦了，我不要这样，放我出来。
And the potter looks in and says, "Okay."
可是这个陶匠看，他知道，他看到这个时候，他会告诉你说，还没有好，再等一下。
You're not ready yet.
你还没有被做好，你要再等一下。
Impurities aren't out yet.
因为你里面还有很多杂质要去掉。
You don't have enough starch and strength and that you'll be strong.
而且还不够坚固，这个温度还不够高，你还不够牢。
So sometimes when you think God isn't there, He's there.
所以当你觉得是好像神不管你，你受了很多压力和这个热在那儿的时候，他在哪儿，神并没有不在那里，但是他允许这个事情发生，只是再多一点点你就能够成为他想要的样子。而且不要忘记了，
you know, all of us like to have a letter that says, you know, the head is a lawyer office.
你知道，我们都希望收到一封信，这个是从某个律师事务所寄来的。
We want to inform you that your great aunt that you didn't know,
我们
has died and left you $1 million.
我们要通知你说，一个你从来没有见过、不认识的姨婆，她去世了，她留下给你100万的财产。
Wow,
多好呀
！One letter you like to get.
我们都希望能够收到这样一封信，对不对
？But we got something even better than that.
可是你知道吗？你现在有的比这个更好。
The word of God said, "I'm an heir of God."
因为神的这个话，他告诉我们说，我们是神的后嗣。
And a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
我们是与耶稣一起同为后嗣的。
That means that everything He has, I'm going to get.
也就是说，神所有的，我们都会得到。
I'm going to be a part of His kingdom.
我们会成为他国度的一部分。
You can only get this in the truth in your heart.This is what we are in Christ.
如果这个真理能够真的沉淀在你心里的话，能够带给你极大的满足，这就是我们在神眼前的地位。
You know, many hard things come our way, not because of our fault, but they just in life they come that.
人生并不是顺利的，并不是一帆风顺的，不一定是我们的错，但是还是会经历困难。
Many times, well, God allows it, God brings it. No, God lets nature take.
有的时候我们会说，是不是神把这个加在我身上惩罚我，并不是这样的，而是这个自然就是这样发生的。
He lets our choices come to the place where we see that it's not been so good.
神允许我们做一些错误的选择，然后经历一些痛苦，让我们自己看到说我们本不该这样的。
But there's one thing He's telling us in His word.
但是神在他自己话语里告诉我们。
No matter what comes in your life.
不管你的生命中发生什么样的事情，
that you can be assured that all things work together for you.
你可以肯定的知道说万事都互相效力，为的是让你得到好处。
As I look back over my life,
因为当我回头看我自己的生命的时候，
and I see where God has taken me through certain things,
我看到神怎样一步一步的带领我，
and I have learned to thank Him because He knew what.
我已经学会了，真的是对他蛮有感恩。
He brought the best out that he wanted.
因为他知道什么对我最好，他把最好的东西给了我。
We're more than, in Romans it says we're more than conquerors through Jesus our Lord.
那罗马书还告诉我们说，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
So we see then that we have great promises, and there are many, many others that we have.That we are in Christ.
那神的话告诉我们，在基督里面，神给了我们非常多的美好的应许。
We just don't cash in on.
我们是非常富足的，只是我们没有支取这些财富。
We don't allow those wonderful promises to become internalized in us until they're so real they're just part of us.
我们没有让这些应许真的是深深的在心里成为我们的一部分，成为我们自然人的一部分。
I think to myself, Why isn't you learn so slowly, Schwartz?
有的时候我 也恨自己，说为什么 学得这么慢，老也学不会呢？
Sometimes the Lord has had to show me over and over in different ways until finally I said, I got it, Lord, I've got it.
有的时候神 要不断地教我同样的功课，然后从各个方面，直到我最后我说、啊、终于明白了，是这样子。
Sometimes not only do we encourage ourselves in the Lord, but we have to reach out to God's people.
那有的时候我们不仅仅要就是说在主里自己鼓励自己，我们还需要从弟兄姐妹身上，从这个属神的人身上寻求帮助。
We shouldn't be afraid of each other.
我们不应该彼此好像有戒心。
There should be a love between us.
作为神的儿女，我们彼此之间是应该蛮有爱的。
Then when you're going through what you're going through, there's someone in the church that the two of you can really be able to talk it over, pray together, help each other. This is where the help is in God's children.
所以，当你经历一些痛苦和困难的时候，你应该能够找到一个可以和你一起分享、一起承担，然后一起来祷告的这个弟兄或者姐妹。这就是我们作为神的儿女，神赐给我们的这一个福分。
Now, I'm not talking about somebody that just wants to always unload.
我不是说你好像有什么就开始到处跟人讲。
I'm never changing.
因为这个一直讲一直讲的人，他并不一定是真的能够改变。
They drain you because they're just unloading. They really don't want help. They're just unloading.
他们并不是真的说是来寻求帮助，只不过是找一个人来把他们这个烦恼痛苦说一说，然后回头就去继续。
But when you have that in your heart that wants to change, that wants deliverance over this, that wants victory, that you can find someone to pray with and talk with and encourage you because we need human encouragement at times.
当你真的是心里有这个重担，你渴望得到改变，渴望得到自由的时候，那个时候我希望你能找到一个同伴来一起彼此鼓励，然后可以一起祷告，因为我们作为人，我们有这个需要，需要有这个同伴来鼓励。
Now David went to the temple. He went there to the priest.
那我们可以看到在撒母耳记第三十章的时候
Now the ephod was a piece of clothing that went over the priest's garment. It had a plate of jewels.
那这个第七节呢，就讲到这个大卫在这个情况下，他就对这个亚西米勒的儿子祭司亚比亚他说，请你将以弗德拿过来。就是他大卫在这个情况下，他就去找到这个祭司，跟他说，把那个以弗德，就是一好像一件衣服这么搭在身上，然后上面有一些宝石。
Now this they use many times to ask God what they should do.
那常常他们就穿上这个，就是表示，然后就要到神面前来向神求问，说我该做什么。
Now the third thing we should do is to look to the Lord.
那对于我们来说也是同样，我们在这个情况下，我们就要来仰望神。
Now you've encouraged yourself.
你已经在神里面鼓励自己了，然后你也从这个神的这个忠心的仆人身上也得到了鼓励。
But as much as we would like to, it's God that helps.
但是最终你的帮助是从神来的。
So now you look to God, Lord, I'm encouraged. I believe you. I know you can do it.
那这个时候你就仰望神，然后凭信心来说，我知道你能够帮助我，我相信你。
So David went to the Lord and inquired of the Lord.
所以呢，这个大卫就来求问耶和华。
Shall I pursue this troop? He said. Shall I overtake it?
那第八节大卫就求问说，我追赶敌军，追得上追不上？
And the answer seemed to come back to David. Yes, go after them. You'll win.
然后耶和华说，你可以追，必追得上，都救得回来。
David took what the Lord said.
那然后。大卫怎么样？他就照着。
I want to show you something. Emotion and reason would have made those men pick up their weapons right away and run after those men with all of their own senses and desires, but they may not have won.
你知道吗？当那些人在这个妻子儿女都被人掳去，城被人烧了这个情况下，他们肯定很可能就一时这个义愤填膺，就是。冲昏了头脑，就拿起他们的武器就去追，但是并不一定能够有果效。
So sometimes when we jump off on our own,
所以有的时候当我们自己这个
do what we want,
一时冲动就跳出来就做我们自己想做的事情的时候，
It's not God's way or God's time many times.
很多时候并不是神的旨意，或者不是神的时间。
And my heart has to say, David, what a wonderful example.
所以我真的看到这个，我心里真的是很高兴。我说这个大卫是一个多么好的榜样。
He went to you. He looked to you first.
然后耶和华神也看到他说，看到大卫是先到神那里，先去求问神。
Some people look to drugs.
有些人寻找的是这个毒品。
Some to alcohol.
或者是酒精。
Some to all kinds of things.
各式各样的东西，寻找各式各样的东西来安慰他们。
Oh, you say, well, I'm not a drug addict and I don't take alcohol. Are you a shopping addict?
你可以说我不是瘾君子，我也不喝酒，但是你是不是很总是要去买东西呢
？Oh, you said to support your kid. No, I'm not kidding.
我不是跟你开玩笑。
There actually are people who have a shopping addiction.
有些人真的是这个买东西成瘾的。
Anytime they feel emotional and they go out and buy.
如果他们这个心里有这个觉得不稳的时候难受的时候就出去买东西。
So what do you turn to? Maybe Mountain Dew or something like that. I don't know.
那你会做什么呢？也可能去找东西来吃。
But what he's saying is, let us look to the Lord. Lord, give me guidance.
但是这里大卫给我们一个榜样。
How can I make this with my family? Get before the Lord and talk to him and try to allow him to give you that peace and understanding. You said, well, he talked.
去求问神，神会把你的问题带给神，让神告诉你该怎么解决。你可能会说，那难道上帝真的会跟我说话吗？
Probably not.
不是一个那个有声音的，好像你听收音机那样。
But he has a way of speaking to us inside.
不一定是这样，但是很多时候神有办法，他在你的心，他在对你的心说话。
That we say, oh, thank you, Lord.
而且你心里就知道说。
An understanding.
那个是神给你的，你使你里面有力量，而且能够明白这个是神给你的。神就是这样跟他的儿女讲话。
And so we see then that as we wait on Him and we look to His promises.
所以我们当我们求问神，当我们等候他，我们信靠他的应许的时候。
So God gave him a promise that he would rule.
那这里耶和华就对那个大卫说：“你可以追，必追得上，都救得回来。”
That's all David wanted, and off he went.
这个。David 有这个，大卫有这么一句就够了，他就可以去了。
Our last thing is that we arise and do what we should do.
那我最后要讲的就是说，我们要起来做我们当做的事情。
Sometimes when these trouble hurts, we just stay there and we moan and groan and we don't go forward. We just stay there. God many times wants us to get up.
当我们有痛苦、有困难、绝望的时候，我们常常就坐在那里，好像就是自怜，然后就被这个情况好像压在那里不能动。但是神要我们起来去做事情。
David didn't know which way they went.
就好像大卫这样。
He probably knew a little bit, but not all the way.
那他大卫并不完全知道说这个妻子儿女被人带到哪里去了，可能知道大概往哪个方向走，但是到底在哪里他并不知道。
We see now that as they're trudging on, 200 of the men got so tired they had to stop.
那我们往下看的时候呢，这个大卫带着这个600人去追。那这个600个人走到一半路的时候呢，只有200个人累了，不能去了，所以只能带了400个人去。
So as they stopped, they saw a man.
那这个时候在第十一节的时候，这个400个人在田野里遇见一个埃及人。这个埃及人可能是看上去就是好像很情况不妙。
And they gave him something to eat and some water.
可能有点奄奄一息的那个样子，所以他们就给他饼吃，然后给他水喝。
Like a normal thing, they said, "Who are you? Where are you from?"
当然就是就会问他说你是谁呀？你从哪里来
？He said, "I'm a man from Egypt."
然后这个圣经讲到说，这个人他三天三夜没有吃饼，没有喝水，然后吃了以后就复原了。然后呢，他就回答说：“我是埃及的少年人，是亚玛利人的奴仆。”然后我三天前生病了，然后走不了了，然后我的主人就把我丢在这里。
Now he was one of the men that had helped invade.
他就是那个就是掳掠这个那个喜格拉那个城的那个。那些人当中的一个
And he knew where they went.
他知道这些人去了哪里
Now, wasn't that convenient for him?
这个是不是很巧呢
How? He wouldn't have known which way to go or where they went.
就在他们需要说不知道该往哪里去的时候。
But there was a God of providence.
但是我们有一位
who said you're going to find them and you're going to win.
供给的神，神应许过说他你可以追得上，还可以都救回来。
And through circumstances, this man was left behind. He was disgruntled because they left him, no doubt. He was ready to talk.
然后就碰到这样一件事，这个人被他的主人丢弃了，所以他心里也不痛快，所以他很愿意把他知道的所有的信息都告诉大卫。
So we made a deal with David.
那所以他们俩就做了一个交易。
Don't kill me and don't give me back to my master.
所以你不杀我，然后不把我交在我的主人手里的话，我就带你去。
I want to tell you when God gives you a promise.
所以我要告诉你说，当神应许你的
，He has the greatest ways.
他有他非常奇妙的办法。
Working that out in providence.
他有他的能力，他可以带领我们进入他的应许。
Take that. It's true. It's real. And sometimes you can look back and even see how God.
你只要相信，你可以看到这个。这个应许在你身上实现。
So David started out with his men.
那所以这些人就下去。
I'm sure they were fresh now. They were going after the enemy.
然后这个时候他们肯定心里也大得鼓励，说他知道敌人在哪里，就可以去追杀。
They found.
然后呢，这个十六节。
These men were eating and drinking and having a good time and probably very drunk until they couldn't fight much, I guess.
那就讲到说他这个他们见到那些亚玛力人的时候，见他们散在地上吃喝跳舞。
They had the battle and they defeated them.
然后因为他们掳来很多东西，然后非常高兴，然后完全这个就叫军心涣散吧，就没有这个打仗的这个能力。
And in the 19th verse, it says this: David recovered.
所以那个十七节讲到大卫就一天都击杀他们，然后没有一个逃脱的。当十九节的时候就讲到大卫都夺回来，没有失落一个。
Because David arose to do what God wanted him to do, he had victory.
那大卫就起来做神要他做的事情，所以他就得胜了。
You know, sometimes falling is inevitable. We have falls.
你知道跌倒是不可避免的，我们都会跌倒。
You get up.
但是跌倒以后要怎么样？你要站起来，继续向前。
You see, this is the problem when sometimes we don't want our children to
fail. 你知道吗？我们有的时候呢，有这个问题，就是说我们自己的孩子，我们舍不得让他们跌倒。
They must be first. They must have the height.
一定要第一，一定要什么都争先。
The children never learn what happens when you fail.
这个孩子没有学会说跌倒了、失败了该怎么办。
And many of them.They in life they find some places they fail and they can't make it or they didn't do well or whatever and they don't know how to get up and go on.
但是当在他以后的人生中长大成人的时候，不可避免的要面临失败，要面临他越不过去、胜不过的时候，那他该怎么办？他没有小的时候没有学会。
So when we fail, we don't give up.
所以当我们失败、当我们跌倒的时候，不要放弃。
When things are bad, I don't give up.
当情况对你不利的时候，不要放弃。
I get up in the name of the Lord and I do what He wants me to do and I get victory.
我以神的名站起来，我做他要我做的事情，我就能够得胜。
Any of you that sometimes get into darkness and you feel your strength is low,
当你真的是这个情况对你不利，你面临困难的时候，甚至不知道，就是有点走投无路，不知道该怎么办的时候。
Learn to encourage yourself in the Lord and who you are in the Lord and what He wants of you.
学习相信神的应许，学习在神的话里面鼓励自己。
And then allow Him, allow yourself to find those that can help you and pray with you.
然后寻找那些能够和你做同伴的，一起来分担，一起来祷告的人。
And then get serious.
然后专心的寻求神。指望他
with a heart that says, "Lord, I must know. You must help me."
全心全意的求神，让神给你带领。
Then, when He lays on our heart, we get up and do.
所以，当他把他的旨意放在你的心里的时候，你就要起来，照着去做。
I trust God that this new year will find all of you on the top of the world.
我相信神，在这个新的一年里，我们都能够有更高的进步。
So you can come back next January and say, "Sister Swartz, what a great year!"
等到明年春节的时候，你可以来跟我说，今年一年真的过得很好。
But if it comes and you have some troubles, you have some hurts.
但是当你遇到困难
，you find yourself strength getting weak,
伤心失望失去力量的时候
，remember what I told you.
不 不要忘了我今天跟你讲的。
God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。
God really loves you.
神真的是爱我们每一个人。
He really does.
真的是每很爱我们每一个。
Yeah, I'm not very lovable. He loved us when we weren't lovable.
即便是我们不可爱的时候，即便是我们还是罪人的时候，他就爱我们。
He did everything he could to bring us into the kingdom.
他尽了他一切的所能来把我们带回他的家。
And remember, no matter what the world says, there's a heaven to gain.
所以你要记得。
And a hell to show.
不管这个世界上怎么样的说，有什么样的诱惑，你要记得，你有一个天堂在等着你，而且你要远远的逃避地狱。这个选择在你自己的手里。愿神祝福大家。
大家早。